Fatuma Chaunga, a mother of two, lives in the coastal region of Likoni in Mombasa. 2 years ago, most of Chaunga's income from selling French fries and deep-fried buns was spent on hospital bills to treat malaria. Mombasa is a malaria-prone region. More than 60% of the population is at risk of malaria in Kenya, where almost 36,000 children die from the disease each year. A non-governmental organization called Population Services Kenya distributes insecticide-treated bed nets to pregnant mothers and mothers with children under 1 year old. Chaunga was one of the beneficiaries.
If I do not use the net, my children will get malaria, and I will have to go to the hospital or use herbal medicine. That is before I knew the MRDT. Now that I know of it, I see the importance of using the net so as to save on cost on going for treatment and use the little money I have to sustain my family.
The MRDT, Chaunga mentions, is the Malaria Rapid Diagnostic Test. In 2010, the World Health Organization recommended every suspected malaria case be confirmed by parasitological testing. PS Kenya provides the test to more than 4,000 public health facilities. The MRDT gives results in 20 minutes and costs $1, which is affordable even in rural communities. Dr. Dismas Osoro says it has helped reduce the abuse of antibiotics.
Because earlier people were just taking anti-malaria without a test. So this time we have got the importance of it, we test and we dispense anti-malaria. So the reckless use of anti-malaria drugs has been uncontrolled.
The World Health Organization estimates there were 198 million cases of malaria in 2013, which led to 584,000 deaths worldwide, most of them in Africa, among children under the age of 5. That makes mosquito net distribution in malaria-endemic regions crucial. But according to PS Kenya Regional Programs Coordinator James Makiri, the biggest challenge is changing mindsets.
People tend to sleep under nets during the rainy season, but during the dry season where it's hot, they don't sleep under net because it's too hot. So what we are trying to do is encourage people to sleep under nets every time of the year.
For 30 years, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has collaborated with the Kenya Medical Research Institute to fight malaria. This collaboration is developing a vaccine being tested on 16,000 children. Professor Francis Kimani says the results have been promising, but it's only part of a multi-pronged effort.
We are coming up with newer vector control methods. We are coming up with newer drugs. We are monitoring the drugs that are in use to make sure that they work well and users use them well. And also, we are coming up with new strategies to protect the host. And, you know, when you do all those things in an integrated fashion, we are hoping that at the end of the day, we'll win against malaria.
Fatuma Chaunga says she hopes that more and more people will embrace mosquito nets and embrace modern methods of testing for malaria, further bringing down mortality rates that WHO says are at 47% globally and 54% in Africa. Lenny Ruvaga for VOA News, Nairobi, Kenya.